With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
President Trump celebrating House passage of a bill that contains his top priorities. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president calls it arguably the most significant piece of legislation in American history. It includes his campaign promises, including no taxes on tip income or overtime income. It's projected the massive bill will add trillions of dollars to the nation's debt. Writing on social media, the president praises House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republican leadership for getting his major tax bill passed. It now goes to the Senate, and he's urging lawmakers there to send it to his desk as soon as possible. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran's top diplomat has warned his country would take special measures to defend its nuclear facilities if Israel continues to threaten them, raising the stakes further ahead of a new round of talks with the United States. The U.S. and Iran are due to meet Friday in Rome. The Supreme Court issues a split ruling against public funding of a Catholic school.
The Catholic Church in Oklahoma had wanted taxpayers to fund St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School, and it would have been the nation's first religious charter school. But opponents said allowing public funding would blur the separation between church and state, take money from public schools, and possibly upend the rules of governing charter schools in almost every state. The justices' vote was 4-4. Justice Amy Coney Barrett didn't explain why she was absent from the vote, but she is good friends with a law professor who's been an advisor to the school. Donna Warder, Washington.
The U.S. Mint has made its final order of penny blanks and plans to stop producing the coin when those run out. An immediate annual savings of $56 million is expected by stopping penny production. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 124, the NASDAQ up 131 points. This is SRN News. A warning from a Christian researcher.
George Barna has been polling Americans for decades, and his latest findings at the Cultural Research Center have got him worried. His surveys indicate that most people no longer believe in absolute moral truth, and incredibly, that includes most self-identified Christians. Barna says, quote, accepting all truths as equally valid cannot help but dig a deep foundation of chaos, confusion, and helplessness. This will lead to the acceptance of powerful elites as the arbiter of truth for the masses. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The landscape of America is changing for its numerous seminaries. In recent years, those schools have faced existential threats fueled by the pandemic and the country's increasing secularism. In response, some seminaries are downsizing, combining, and embracing online and hybrid models. They're also making changes to curriculum, offering different certificate programs or degrees tailored for non-clergy students. This is SRN News. North Korea's leader is publicly embarrassed when a new warship is damaged during its launch. BBC correspondent David Branford.
A stern North Korean state television newsreader tells the nation that operational carelessness was behind the accident that led to panels of the warship's hull being crushed as it headed down the slipway. An angry and presumably embarrassed North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, called it a criminal act that could not be tolerated. The accident took place at a shipyard in the eastern port city of Cheongjin. Last month, North Korea launched its first 5,000-ton destroyer, the Chohyon, by far the largest in its naval fleet.
The investigation continues after a suicide car bomber struck a school bus in southwestern Pakistan, killing five people early this week. Still, no one's claimed responsibility. More details at srnnews.com.